You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are Beverly Kerbs Ward and Greg Taylor. Greg is a director and Beverly is the associate director of the Dinner Theater here on campus. And Dinner Theater, of course, has been an institution here at this campus. A lot of new things have been happening with the Dinner Theater, and most of you probably remember Joseph and the Technicolor Coat and Jesus Christ Superstar and recently Mary Poppins and Carrie. And so we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening now and also take you back to talk a little bit about the history. So Greg and Beverly, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having us here.
And as I mentioned, the history of the Dinner Theater goes back a while. So Greg, why don't you give us a brief historical tour of the Dinner Theater?
Well, the Dinner Theater was founded in 1983 by myself and a fellow student named Jimmy Legaretta. I was a student at the time, and I wanted to direct a musical, and at the time, UTEP didn't do musicals. So he and I approached the student committee at the Union Building Student Government Committee and requested some money, and they gave us some money. We did a show, and then we did another one, and here we are 33 years later and still doing them.
Tell us a little bit about the complexity of putting on a musical compared to a regular play, because a lot of people don't realize. I mean, there's some people say, well, there's music that you can hear on plays where the orchestra is playing or sound effects, but this is very different. And if you being a director and knowing a lot of, you know, being behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, the stage and everything else, if you wouldn't mind kind of telling us what goes on in putting on a musical.
Well, it's much more complex than putting on a play because, I mean, number one, you have music, so the cast and things have to learn how to sing the songs. You have musicians who have to play the songs. But also, musicals are usually much larger scale productions than a straight play. Most straight plays are one set, maybe two sets. Musicals like Mary Poppins that we just did had 14 different sets. So there's sets, there's costumes. Mary Poppins, the cast was 31 people, and each of them had like five costumes. So it's just the scale of doing a musical. And there are some small scale musicals, but even then, it's a lot more involved. Multiple sets, multiple costumes, music. So it's a little bit more daunting than putting on a play. And it's more expensive. That's the key thing. Is there a reason a lot of people don't understand why ticket prices for a musical are more expensive than a play is because just for the royalties, we have to pay the rights to do the shows that we do. You pay a company in New York to get the scripts and the music, and you pay royalties to the obviously the authors and stuff to do it. They're very expensive. I mean, the royalties for all the shows we're going to do next year are all about $10,000 a piece. So it's a huge, you know, royalties for a play are about $250. $10,000 for a musical. It's quite a big difference. So that's why ticket prices for musicals are always so much higher. You got to pay for all that, plus musicians, plus all the other stuff.
And joining us also is Beverly Kerbs Ward. Beverly is associate director of Dinner Theater. And Beverly, you've been around stages forever, it seems like, when you were with the ballet, when you were working here at UTEP. And when you're dealing with the actors, as Greg mentioned, and the different costume changes and musicians, etc., tell us a little bit about what your job involves as far as, you know, working with all these people, different personalities, and in addition also to, you know, dealing with the public, make sure that they're happy.
Well, I think that's my favorite part of the job is that you do get to deal with different people, different personalities. I love working with all the actors and the musicians, and our audience are just favorites of mine. We have a lot of regulars that come to our performances that I look forward to, or even those that I see, you know, in my everyday life outside of the university that I run into. But it's really nice being able to work with different personalities. It certainly adds to the complexity of my job and dealing with everyone and making sure everybody's happy, and most of the time everybody is.
Beverly is the public face of the Dinner Theater. Most people don't know who I am, but everyone knows who Beverly is because she's the one who greets them and deals with the audience. So she's very important to our operation.
So it's a pleasure for me to work with our group sales, for example. We have several groups that and organizations that spend at least one performance a year doing something special for their organization. We have an opportunity for groups and organizations to buy out an entire house to have a special night all to their own. So working with these groups, working with our regular groups sales and our even just our single customers, it's such a pleasure. It really is. And it's nice to see that people enjoy the dinner theater so much, and they consider this, you know, almost, you know, like home. It's got that special feeling. They look forward to the shows that we're doing each year, and call and ask ahead of time, you know, what's coming up, and you know, when can I get my tickets? So I really, really love that. It's something really special to me.
And the fact that it is a dinner theater, so that adds something else. And Greg was talking about paying royalties and the difference between that putting on a regular play, but the fact that it's a dinner theater, you have other challenges to deal with.
Well, the reason we are at dinner theater is because at the time when I was a student and we wanted to do a musical and we were going to do one on our own separate from the theater department, the reason we decided to do it as a dinner theater so we wouldn't be in direct competition with the theater department. They didn't do dinner theater, so we thought, well, we'll do a dinner theater. And that's the only reason it started that way. And at the time in 1983 when we started, it was the waning end of the big dinner theater craze where there were dinner theaters all over the country, whole, you know, big touring organizations that did nothing but tour the country doing dinner theater shows. Now there's very few dinner theaters left, and we still are the only – this is something that UTEP has as a thing – the only full-time operating dinner theater on a college campus anywhere in the world. There is not another one.
Isn't that exciting?
There are other universities that the theater department in the summer might do a show as a dinner theater in a cafeteria somewhere or something. But we're the only university that has a full-time staff, a full-time location. I mean, our own theater as a dinner theater. That's all it does. And we have a full-time staff that does nothing but do our dinner theater shows. So there's no one else in the world that has this at a university.
We'll talk a little bit more about the dinner theater and the history in just a minute. But today is the opening of Pippin. And for those of you who may not be familiar with it, you may be familiar with the music. Sometimes we hear the music. And Corner of the Sky is an award-winning by Steve Schwartz. He's a award-winning Grammy and Academy Award-winning. Also Wicked, Godspell. And so with Pippin opening today, a lot of people also have seen the movie. And so tell us a little bit about the story, Pippin, and you know it starts today. Tell us a little bit about that play.
Well, Pippin tells the story of the son of King Charlemagne back in the Middle Ages, and his quest for life. That's basically the plot of the story. This young man who will be king someday doesn't know what he wants to do with his life, just like most young people. And so he experiments throughout the show. He goes off to be a soldier. He goes off and has lots of girlfriends. He goes off and tries being with a woman and her kid. You know, he tries all these different parts of life. He becomes a politician. And at the end of the show, it's about the theme of the show is being fulfilled and happy with what you have. You know, you can go out and try all these different things, but, you know, home is where the heart is, basically. And it's a nice, sweet story. But what makes Pippin interesting is the way that Bob Fosse, who was the original director of the show, who also did things like the movie Cabaret and Chicago and all these things, he presented it in this very theatrical, sexy way. It's a very, you know, it's a middle-aged story about a prince and a king, but it's told with, you have to picture Bob Fosse dancing. Think Chicago with the style of dancing and stuff. And the way he did this show, it's very different from what you expect from a middle-aged set story in a musical. So it's done very sexily. There's lots of sexy dances and things in it. It's very avant-garde. It's all about portrayed with a group of traveling actors that come in and set up a theater and do this story. It's really kind of hard to explain, but we are doing the production based on the original Bob Fosse production because when I was younger, one of the first shows, professional shows I ever saw was Pippin on tour in Los Angeles when I was going to school out there. And it blew me away. I mean, I got the record like Beverly was talking a little bit earlier. I got the record, wore it out. I mean, I just really, really loved the show. And so for all these years, 32 years, we've been saying we're going to do it at the dinner theater. We scheduled it twice before, but because of shows that were popular that held over, we had to cancel the production. So now we're finally, after 32 years, getting to do Pippin. So it's a great show with really good music. Like I said, if you enjoyed the music in Godspell and Wicked, same composer, same style of music. You'll really like the music in Pippin. And like I said, it was a huge hit on Broadway. It ran for 5 years back in the 70s on Broadway. And the revival that was on Broadway just 2 years ago ran for 2 years. And it won Best Musical Tony Award Revival. So it's a popular show. It's well-loved by theater aficionados everywhere. But if you're not one, come see it. And you'll probably fall in love with it, too.
As far as the music goes, you mentioned earlier about royalties. And people might wonder, okay, so how do you all bring the music on? Is it a soundtrack? Do you have singers? Do you have musicians here? And I guess it's both.
Everything we do at the dinner theater is live. Cast in our shows are sing live. We have a band, depending on what the show is. The band varies in size. This show is 12 people, I think, 12 live musicians. In fact, Norma, your partner here, she plays in our orchestras many times at the Dinner Theater as a cellist. So for us. Now, we always have live music, live singers. It's always done live. We don't do anything. When we first started, the first four Dinner Theater shows were tape recorded. We had taped music. But after that, it's been live ever since. We'll never go back to tape again.
Beverly, you want to add something?
I just think the live musicians really add to a very special evening. We consistently get these wonderful musicians to come in and play for our shows, and people don't realize we have live music. So for those of you out there that want to come and see the show and experience some of that Bob Fosse magic and listen to some wonderful music, you know that we've got live musicians.
That's one thing at the Dinner Theater, really, really, if you've never been there, that we don't have an orchestra pit, because our theater was never built intended to be a theater. It was a ballroom back when UTEP, it was the social center of the campus. So our orchestras play in a room to the side of the theater, and the music is piped in and microphoned, and it's a big, elaborate setup. But they are live. They are playing in a room. And actually, most Broadway shows, I just got back from New York last week. I went and saw a bunch of Broadway shows. And three of the shows I saw, the orchestra was not in the orchestra pit. They were backstage somewhere. But Broadway still plays live. Even if you don't see the musicians, they are back there playing live.
And so what about the theater itself? Because as I mentioned, it is dinner. And you mentioned, you know, the great music and everything else. But also there's a great meal.
Mm-hmm. Our theater seats 184, so it's not very big. You can sit in a little table and enjoy a three-course meal. You get your salad, your main course, and a fabulous dessert. And there isn't a bad seat in the house, but it's so nice to sit down, have a wonderful meal, the lights go down.
That's one thing people ask all the time. Do we eat in another room and go back as you eat?
Same room, and eat.
You stay in your same seat and watch the show.
Lights go down and you see the show.
Yeah. Sodexo Services here at UTEP is our catering department, and they've been doing it, well, ever since Sodexo's been here. It's got to be at least 19 years or something since Sodexo's been here. But Antonio Gradardo, the chef over there that does all the meals and stuff around campus for all the events that happen around here, he's a wonderful chef. And like I said, I always tell people, I said, we would not be here 33 years later if our food sucked. If the plays sucked and if the food sucked, either one of them, because it's a 50-50 operation. If the plays aren't any good, people aren't going to come. If the plays are good but the food isn't good, they're not going to come buy a Dinner Theater ticket. So we have a very good working relationship with Sodexo. They're very responsive and open to our suggestions. If there ever are problems, they fix them immediately.
They're a great
working partner. We say it all the time. We're blessed to have the relationship we have with them. They take very good care of the Dinner Theater and the patrons. So,
and because UTEP has undergone a lot of, you know, reconstruction and renovating, all that stuff, people might be interested to know that the front entrance is now open, correct?
It certainly is. And we've got plenty of parking now along the sides of the Dinner Theater. We've lost a bit, but we have gained a lot of handicap parking right along the side of the Dinner Theater. There's parking in the liberal arts parking lot, behind the education building, in front of the education building. People have not had any problems.
With losing the center campus parking thing, it was an adjustment. It was a shock to people. And especially during the construction of everything being closed about it. But now that it's all basically finished except for one little corner, they've gotten used to it. They can see now, oh, it's not that much further, you know, just, you know, half a block further than it was before. It's no big deal. And the trade-off is amazing. You've seen the plaza. If you haven't seen the plaza at UTEP, the new Centennial Plaza, you need to come see it. But the Dinner Theater has a patio that overlooks the whole thing. So at intermission and before the show, the audience goes out there in droves just to stand there and look at the beautiful new park. So we're lucky that we've got this great vantage point up high above the park.
We do.
And as soon as they start lighting those fire pits, it'll even be nicer. So they only let them one night so far. And so we're waiting for them to give us a key so we can turn them on all the time. But yeah, it's beautiful out in the front door. So yeah, you don't have to come out the back door anymore. The front door is open and the patio is gorgeous to look at the new Centennial Plaza.
As I mentioned, it opens today. So people might want to know a little bit more about ticket information, show times, and if you wouldn't mind sharing with us, Beverly?
Well, we open tonight, of course, and we run through the 26th of July. We do have dinner performances Wednesday through Saturday evenings, and we have a couple of non-dinner matinee performances on July 16th and July 26th. You can get your tickets through the UTEP Ticket Center. They're right in front of the Don Haskins Center, and they're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 4. But we really encourage you to come and see the show. I think you're going to absolutely love it.
And like I said, we do offer two different ways to see the show. You can come to a dinner performance and see the show with dinner. Mm-hmm. But some people for whatever reasons, don't want to go to a dinner theater performance. Either the price is too high for them, or they're just, you know, not into eating out, or they've got such weird picky diets they don't want to eat what, you know, or starving. That's great. That's why we always do two or three performances without food. Mm-hmm. And so people can come and see just the show if they don't want to come for the food part.
All right. Well, we want to thank you both very much for being with us here today. Greg Taylor and Beverly Cribbs Ward with the Dinner Theater here on campus. Pippin opens tonight and it continues through the 26th. And if you have additional questions, you can go to the UTEP webpage and then click on the Dinner Theater link and it'll take you there and you can see all about the Dinner Theater and also about getting tickets and performances. Thank you all very much for being with us here today.
Thank you so much.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, DJ Orozco. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.